right. Well, I want to welcome you to YU. I'm sure you've been welcome many times. The guys that may be sitting on the floor would be more comfortable, you know? I'm serious. They're bringing more chairs right now, okay? Again, I want to welcome you to YU. I'm sure you've been welcome many times. And you've been to Medrash, so it's a time for chizuk and learning. And, of course, it's a time of Elul, so we have to really try to energize ourselves to the best of our ability and try to learn. So I just want to mention a few things before we start. Everyone knows Seder's from 9 to 12, and we should be makbid on Seder. Now, usually, I'll try to be in the Besmedesh in the beginning at 9 to give out the Mar Makomos. And generally, I stay till about 11, maybe 11:15. Today, I stayed the whole day. But when I leave, doesn't mean that Seder's over for everyone else, because I just go to my office and try and prepare more. So it depends on the day, but we really should be makbid on the zmanim of the Seder, and certainly on attending shir, because that's your ikker grade, is really attendance of shir and Seder. You could get an 80 on the Bechina, and you'll get an A if you attend every day. If you get 100 on the Bechina, and you attend half and half, you won't get an A, okay? So that's very clear. So I try to be makbid on it. I'm not going to police you. I don't police you, but Yossi is the shir assistant. He's here to help you for chavrusas, to find chavrusas. Everyone should try to have a chavrusa. If you don't have, come to Yossi. Come to myself. We'll try to get it together, but we should try to get it together as soon as possible. And Yossi takes attendance, so we have it all documented. So that includes shir on Sunday, too. So, you know, we're in YP, and that is shir is on Sunday. I don't know about the other programs, but we have shir on Sunday, and that's part of the attendance. Difficult is getting in, whatever it is. That's the story, and I require shir on Sunday. It happens to be this Sunday. We're not having shir because I have to miss out on Kedusha in Baltimore for one of the Talmidim, one of the guys. So this Sunday, we won't have shir. But generally, Leon Hara, we have to have shir. Shir's at 11:30. Seder's at 9 to 11:30. Guide yourselves accordingly regarding that. Tuesdays, we have early shir is from 11 to 12:15, and that's the day to have Tanakh. Generally, Tuesday, towards the end of shir, we'll do something in halacha, maybe the last 20 minutes. And on Thursday, at the end of shir, we do in Yonim from the Parsha. So that's regarding... let me give out my telephone number. I'm here to always help, to try to the best of my ability. It doesn't have to just be in learning. Anything that's going on in your life, if I could be of any help with, please let me know. And you could call me, not too late at night, but my number is 973-594-4947. Okay? Last time I checked, that's the phone number. So... that's, I said, if you got be of any help, please let me know, and that's what we're here for. Okay, I want to suggest, first of all, everyone's got to have a Gemara. There's no doubt about that, and I want to suggest everyone should get a Rambam. If you don't want to get a 6-7 Chalakim Rambam, get a 2 Chalakim Rambam, okay? Everyone should own a Rambam. Ben Torah should own a Rambam, a Mishnah Torah, so I want to encourage that. And specifically for the Masechta, just really, maybe throughout the year, I might mention to buy some, but just the Rishonim, you should have a Rashba, the Aliyah, Siddur Rabbeinu Yonah. You should have this because we'll be using this Bez Hashem. And the Ritva, everyone knows the Masechta of Cook Ritvas, and a Rashba. Blue Rashba is also very thick. So those three Svarim, if you can, I understand, but at least you got to have a Rambam. And this is a very fine sefer I recommend for the Tosasim, Shari HaTosos. Very helpful. If you're going to find it, some of the Tosasim are hard, like tomorrow we're going to do a big Tosos. It's not a hard Tosos, but you have to work at it. So if they have this for sale, if you could get it, I'd encourage you to get that as well for the Tosasim. Okay. Also, I just want to mention that, in shir, obviously if someone's got to go to the restroom, obviously you got to go. We should all try to prepare ourselves beforehand. We're Baruch Hashem, Blian Haru healthy. But I want to ask that if you take a stroll during shir, if you're not going to the restroom, I ask you from the very outset, please not to, because it's disturbing to the other guys, it's disturbing to me, and it's not nice. So I'm just going to say that from the very outset. And please, you know, try to, you know, guide yourself accordingly regarding that. Okay. As I said, if someone has to go to rest, someone understand. But stamazoi, to go out for a cell phone or take a stroll or get a drink and go out for a half an hour and come back, it's not really nice. Okay? So just want to have you keep that in mind. And also, during Elul, it's important that we could try to stress it to the best. Yes. We need at least like 20. Okay. You want to come on in? Okay. Just for today. You'll get that for tomorrow? Thank you, Rabbi Penner. Yeah, there are about 20. We need 20 cheers. Yeah. Okay. So, be able to write on, at least you have a cheer to write on. Okay. Maybe we'll wait till everyone gets a cheer.
Is there any more cheers?
They're coming? Okay. There's more coming?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Thank you, guys. Thank you, fellas. Okay. All right, let's begin, guys. Okay. Let's see the Mishnah. Mishnah says as follows. Cheskes abatim va'boros va'ashichin va'ma'oros va'ashochlos va'merchotzos u'be'sabadin va'ashlochin va'avodim v'kol dover shu osa peris tadir cheskosim sholos shonim miyom liyom. So, if you want to establish ownership of a house, you want to be a squatter of a house. Squatter means someone's on land, and presumably he's going to be the owner of the house. How does he prove that? Houses, pits, shichin will say is ditches, ma'aros are caves, shochvos are dovecotes, merchotzos bathhouses, shochvos are mechuber lekarka, beis abadim presses, beis ashlochin, which are the irrigating wells, vavodim, the kol shu dover shu osa that does peiris tadir, makes a frequent, constant usage of peiris, where you can use peiris tadir, where you use the item. Obviously, those inanimate objects have no fruit. If you use them for 3 years, sholosh shanim miyom liyom, if you squat on it for 3 years from day to day, it's good. Okay. Now, to introduce the Mishnah, we have to introduce to ourselves a topic called kinyanim. Okay? When you want to make an acquisition in halacha, a transaction, you want to buy something, it's called a kinyan. Kinyan means you acquire. You acquire something. Okay? And that's what you do. And in order to have a kinyan halacha, there are three elements. The three elements are das kona, you have to have the willingness of the buyer, das makna, willingness of the seller, and number three, you need what is called a maisa kinyan, an action that connotes that you are buying something, whether it's hagbah, whether it's mashicha. Every kinyan halacha requires these three items, okay? So it's interesting. The Mishnah Kedushin on Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, okay, writes that to purchase karka, real estate, there are three kinyanim, okay? One is kesef. You can buy the piece of real estate, a field or a parking lot for money, with money. Number two is shtar, with a document. You could give the shtar over and say to the seller, I am now buying this shtar, buying this parking lot, with the giving over of the shtar. And number three is called chazaka. Oh. What is chazaka? Chazaka, translated into English, is a demonstrative act that shows that I am the owner of the piece of land. Now, chazaka, the Gemara writes, is defined as three items. One is, let's say, digging a hole. Chafar boros, number one. Number two is considered to be, let's say, walking around the field. Saviv. Holech saviv hakarka. Holech saviv hakarka. You walk around the ground surveying that it's my land. Thank you very much. And the third one is what we call chafer boros. Saviv karka, walking around per se. And number three, building bona geder, building a fence. Those are three actions that show demonstratively that I am the owner of the land. So that's how you acquire a piece of land called a kinyan chazaka. So it's very important that we know, when we start cheskes abatim, that the word chazaka here does not mean a kinyan of acquiring, like it does in the Mishnah Kedushin, because it means these are three ways I can establish, acquire the field or the parking lot. But rather, here in our parak, chazaka means a raya, a proof, that I own the land, meaning I'm squatting. Now, squatting was not one of the three things that are listed in the Kiddushin, because squatting is not a kinyan. You're not doing anything. You're just sitting there. In what sense are you doing an action? So in our parak in Cheskes Abatim, it introduces, you want to become an owner of a land? You want to show me ownership? How do you show ownership? You squat on the land 3 years, and the owner, previous owner, did not protest, did not say a word. Okay, Chazaka Shalosh Shanim is a raya. So it's very important that we do not confuse the two, and we note this from the very, very outset. Okay? Now, I want to give you an example that these three things are not limited to only these three. I gave you in the Mara Makomos, the Tosfos, later on Daf Mem Beis. In fact, let's take a look quickly at the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis, because you don't have to turn to Kiddushin. You don't have to turn to Kiddushin for this to note that there's a Kinyanim. In this very Mishnah itself, it draws a distinction between establishing a proof of ownership and a Kinyan. Okay? What does the Mishnah say here on Daf Mem Beis and Aleph? It lists all these what? All these different cases. Let's read it very quickly. Ha'umnin, a craftsman, va'shutfin, partners, va'risin, sharecroppers, va'pitropsin, which are caretakers of orphans, einlem chazaka. If they are on land, it doesn't show a thing, because that's their job. Sharecropper, what's a sharecropper? He works on the ground, right? A craftsman works on the property. Doesn't show he's the owner. He's in my employee. Right? Einlem chazaka, lo li'ish chazaka m'nichse ishto, a man who's on his wife's property doesn't show a thing. This is her husband. He hangs out there. V'lo li'isha chazaka b'nichse bala. A woman, a wife, doesn't show anything on her husband's property, because that's her husband. That's his wife. She hangs out by his property. So the Mishnah lists off things that don't show any ownership. V'lo la'av b'nichse aben. Father hangs out with his son. V'lo la'ben b'nichse av. Please get this line. B'med varim amurim. B'machzik. That's by what? By being machzik. What is machzik? Proof of ownership. Our parak. Cheskes Abatim. These things in this list show nothing, because they hang out there. But aval benosin matana, if you give a gift, va'achin shechalku, you want to make a brother's divide up a yerusha, va'machzik b'nichse agir. And what is machzik b'nichse agir? What does that phrase mean? You saw on Seder, what is Nichse Agir synonymous with? Someone tell me, go ahead. Hefker, excellent. A gear that dies, who has no relatives. A gear that converts, is gear, shenishkar, kekut, shenoladom, he has no relatives. So if he dies, his property is hefker, mamish. So you see, by all these things, if you want to be kona a gift, you want brothers to divide up a Yerusha, and you want to be kona Nichse Agir, na'al v'gadar oparitz kolshu hare zuchazaka. What does that mean? Na'al, you lock it up. The gutter, you make a fence. Uparts, what we wrote on the board. Kol shuhu hari zu chazaka. You make the slightest hole, it's a chazaka. So, if I ask you, give me a mucker, a mishnah in Shas, that distinguishes between showing of ownership, chazaka here, and kinyan here, what will you tell me? You'll tell me the mishnah bava vasra mem beis amanof. It's right black on white. Black on white, it says beferish, that there are certain rules for showing of ownership, cheskes sholoshanim. There are certain rules to acquire something, and there are two distinct tracks. That word chazaka has 7 or 8 different connotations in different contexts and shas. It's very important. Rav Shechter always tells us this. The word chazaka has different connotations in different places. We're mentioning two today. Cheskes gimoshanim, which shows ownership, and actual chazaka that makes an acquisition akin to karka. There are many other types of chazaka. You have a piece of meat where the presumption is kosher. That is chazaka, that's kashrus. A woman that's not married, that she's a psula, has a presumption that she's a psula. The word chazaka has many, many different connotations, different ways in shas, maybe 7 or 8 different connotations. Here we tackle two today on what this means. And the Mishnah says explicitly, let me ask you, if you do one of these three things to show ownership, does that help? No, it doesn't show ownership. It acquires the land. It itself is a kinyan. In itself is a kinyan. These three things, in itself is a kinyan. It's not a showing you something. That's exactly what the Mishnah is saying. Mishnah is saying, no simatana, these things, you make a kinyan to acquire the object. So that's the distinction that we must make right off the bat. And also, I want to note, I gave you the Tosfos here on Daf Nun Beis. Take a look at Daf Nun Beis. Tosfos on the bottom of the Tosfos points out a machloikis. Okay, the bottom Tosfos on Nun Beis in the base. Tosfos points out an interesting machloikis between the Rashbam and himself. Okay, for example, let's say giving a key is Mesiris Mafteach considered to be a way to build, to buy karka or not? Mesiris Mafteach. I give the key over. Is that a good kinyan to acquire a piece of land? We wrote three that the Gemara has befeirish. What about giving a key? So I wanted to give you this Tosfos. If you had a chance to see the beginning of the first half of the Tosfos, we're not going to read it inside, but if you didn't see it inside, see it tonight or tomorrow. Tosfos presents a machlekes to the Rashbamim himself. Is Mesiris Mafteach a good kinyan or not? That's a very big machlekes. And we assume the Rashbam is of the opinion that Mesiris Mafteach is Kona. Rashbam writes it's Kona, even though it's not one of these three things, but it's a demonstrative act. You get the key, you're able to get in there. Tosfos says, I'm sorry, ain't no Kona. Tosfos argues and says not Kona. So you see that it's not just limited to these three cases, three tracks in the Gemara. There are Rishonim that argue on a different mice as well. Okay? That's number one. And I'll give you, in that same Tosfos, there's an interesting machlokes about closing the door. Is closing a door a type of kinyan, which we'll call Neilas Delis? Closing a door, does that show you want to buy a house? A house is like karka. Is closing a door an act of kinyan, where you acquire the actual house? So that also is a machlokes in that Tosfos between Tosfos and the Rashbam. And Tosfos is of the opinion that it is Kona. It's interesting. Tosfos here says it's good. Tosfos writes Kona. And the Rashbam argues and says, I'm sorry, it's not good. All it is what? Eino Kona. You know what he calls it? Mavriach Ari. What does Mavriach Ari mean? It's like chasing away a lion. Meaning it's not an action that shows that you own the land. It's like chasing away a lion. In order to be Kona something, you have to want the thing. You have to be Kona. Right? You want to catch the football. You just don't. Not, you don't just put your hands out. You go like this. You want not to fumble. You acquire it, right? You want to bring it in. So therefore, this is a good example. I wanted you to see this Tosfos to show that there are other actions that you might be able to acquire karka with, and some not as subject, but to this machlokes shown by Mesiris Mafteach and Neilas Delis. But these three certainly are good without a doubt. And the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis is the one that draws this distinction between showing ownership chazaka and being kona null parts of a gutter. That's the chiddush that we want to bring out here. Okay? All right, very good. Let's turn back now. You had a question earlier. Jonathan, yes, go ahead.
Regarding a shtar kinyan, can a shtar kinyan after the kinyan's done, can it now become now the girl can serve as a shtar raya?
That's for sure. No doubt. No doubt. The shtar can certainly true as a raya. We're going to see what it's all about, this concept of cheskes shalosh shanim, okay? We're going to see what it's all about, okay? We're going to see, well, how does it work, what the mechanics of it, how does it work? But it's a good point. It can serve as a raya too as well. But again, we're talking about a squatter who does not have any proof of purchase, right? Because he says after 3 years, I'm not responsible to what? To keep it around, as we'll see, B'ez Hashem, in the coming days and weeks in the Gemara, okay? But we have to see how that works. A good question, Jonathan, what the mechanics of Cheskes Gimel Shanim. Let's go back to the Mishnah. We'll finish the Mishnah. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Let's just finish the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the following. Stay, Sode, Beis Habal, which is what? Rain-watered field, right? Cheskeskan Shalosh Shanim Venim Yom Liyom. 3 years, but not from day to day. Now, what does that mean? Is that line an introduction to the next one or not? You follow me? Rabbi Shmuel Amar Shlosha Chadashim Barishona Shlosha Bachrona Mishnei Masar Chodesh Bemsa Harei. What does the box say? Harei Elu Shmona Sar Chodesh. If you have a rainwater field, you only need 18 months. Okay, you only need 3 months from the first year, last 3 months, 12 in the middle, and 3 from the what? From the last one. Now, what I want to bring out is that first phrase. Is that a shita? You follow what I'm saying? That first phrase says, "Stay about chaskoshen shaloshan and venim yom liyom." Is that a sheet that you need 3 years? It doesn't have to be exactly 3 years, or is it introducing the topic of machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and who Rabbi Akiva? This is a machlokes from Rishonim. I want you to get that down. Meaning, are there three shitas in this Mishnah, or are there only two? The Pashup Shad is only two. It's just an introduction to a case where it is a rain-water field. You don't need a full 18 months. You don't need a full 3 years. So how many do you need? Do you need 18 or 14? Machlekes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. There is a possibility to say that there are three shitas. And the first sheet is saying you need 3 years, maybe not exactly me'ace l'ace from day to day, 3 years, but you need what? You need somewhere in that window of 3 years. Okay? You would need something, let's say, more than 24 months. Somewhere within the third year. You follow what I'm saying? Is that phrase, has everyone got that? It's not hard. It's just two ways to read the Mishnah. Is that line considered to be a sheet on its own, or is it an introduction to this machlekes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel? That's a machlekes Tosfos and other Rishonim. Okay? All right. We'll get to the details of that with the Tais tomorrow. Let's just finish the Mishnah. I want to finish the Mishnah. It says as follows: Rabbi Kiva Amr Chodesh Yishona v'Chodesh Achrona Yishnemasar Chodesh Bemsari Arvasar Chodesh Amr Rabbi Shmuel v'Medvarim b'Stay Lovin. That's by a Stay Lovin. What's a Stay Lovin? Stay Lovin is a what? What'd you say? A wheat field, right? A field, granaries. Aval what? B'Sod Elon by tree orchards. Kanes is Tvaso Masik Ezesav. What is the Bachan on? The kanas, he has a letter vav. The kanas, it's kaitzo harelu shalashon. Very interesting. If you have three types of fruit trees in your orchard, you don't need a full 3 years. All you need is 1 year. As long as you work with three varieties of fruits, it's good. You work with grapes, you work with olives, and you work with tannin. All three of those are what? All three of those are fine. That's considered to be a year. Halacha lemaisa. So you don't, depending how long it might be. Now, usually it'll span, you know, a few months. But theoretically, if you have two, three different fruits that you work with, and from lock, stock, and barrel, from the time you harvested it, from the time you pick it and harvest it, it gets all job done, then it would be automatic a year. Okay? So that's the Chiddush, that's what we have in this mission. Okay. Yes, go ahead. Noam, right? Noam, yes.
And the last statement of the mission is, does that mean the only
home,
or could it be over?
No, it could be. That's what I said. It could be theoretically in 3 weeks. Let's say you had nectarines, pears, and oranges. And you were able to take care of all three in a period of 3 weeks, then that would count as a year. That would count as 3 years.
It could be like 5 years. Like one beginning, one middle, one end.
No, the chiddush of this mission is that even less than 3 years, it's counted as 3 years. That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying it could even be in 3 weeks, I'm saying. Okay? All right. Let's. I want to see the top tesis. Let's see the top tesis. Okay? Let's see the top tesis. Okay? Who wants to read? Who wants to read? We should remember to try, if we can't, well, it's hard with the chiz. Remember, everyone should try to bring their Gemaras so that we're able to see, make sure we have it inside. So who wants to read inside? Go ahead, Jonathan. Let's see the top tesis. Go ahead.
Here's Rebbe Mordechai.
Yeah, let's read the Divrei Maskil. We got to read the Divrei Maskil, okay? Go ahead. Yes.
Here's Rebbe Mordechai. The Hod Tzav Perik.
Period. So a lot of times in Tosfos and Rishonim, you don't have the kasha straight out in Tomar Tema. This is a good example, an implicit kasha. What's he bothered by? In the first list, presses, base of bottom there, presses, olives, grapes. That was on the list. It said 3 years from day to day. You need 3 years. Mamish. You need continual working on those drinks. Meaning the mission is implying by us that there's continual work on the olives and the grapes. You're working, you're schwitzing, you're an olive worker, you're a grape worker, and that takes 3 years from day to day. The Gemara in Chagiga implies not that way. The Gemara in Chagiga says, Beferish, that after the season of the grape presses, Gitos, Vabad, and the olive presses, Mashma, that there's a Zman Kavua, that there's a set window of time during the year when they work with the presses. And that's it. It's not done every day continually. It's not. So Tosfos asks a blatant stira. Our mission implies that it is what? It is a constant work effort. You're working on the grapes and olives. And the Gemara Chagiga says it's a window of time where there's a certain season and that's it. And it expires. Very clear kasha that Tosfos is bothered by. Okay? Go ahead, Jonathan. What's his terex? Excellent. So what does he answer? He says, you're right. The Gemara Chagiga is referring to Rov of the world. Rov of the world works at the olive presses only at certain times of the year, and that's it. What's Lakita mean? The time of harvest. They grab the olives, the grapes, and they work on it, they do the harvesting. But there are some people that hide over the olives and grapes, and they do piecemeal throughout the year. When they need wine, when they need oil, they press it. They work on it. And therefore, our mission in Baba Basra, Jonathan, is based on the majority or the minority? What would you say? What? No, the Gemara Chagiga is based on the roll. The Gemara Chagiga is based on the roll. Our Mishnah is predicated on the minority of guys that what? That work throughout the whole year piecemeal with their grapes and olives. That's a very, very, very important chiddush that Tais is saying. He sets up our whole Mishnah and says that the Mishnah that says that the presses are considered to be what? Are considered to be working constantly for 3 years are dependent on what, David? Minority of people in the world. That's a big chiddush. And therefore, for that, I wanted you to see the sugya on Daf Tzadi Beis. So let's turn there right now, okay? Let's see the sugya there in Baba Basra on Daf Tzadi Beis, okay? Let's see it inside. Jonathan, go ahead, okay? This is a very, very important Gemara in Baba Basra, okay? In Shas, and Baruch Hashem is found in Baba Basra. Okay, let's see the Gemara there on Tzadi Beis and Manal. Okay, Gemara presents a Machlekes Rab and Shmuel. Go ahead.
Itmar, Hamokar Shema Chaver, Rabbi Nimsen Nagfon, Rab Amar Hariz and Mega Toz, Shmuel Amar Yakul Lomar Lo, Vishkriti Macharti
Bokha. Excellent. I sell a shore to my friend. He turns out to be a wild shore. He's a gore. He's a nut. The shore's a nut, right? He's a wild shore. A lot of guys, they ask very good in Seder. Not necessarily killed someone. If he killed someone, he's chayv misa, right? We have to give him skivah. But he's damaging people. I mean, all I wanted was a passive shore, a docile shore that would work in the field and be a good, not guy, but be a good ox, right? To be a good shore. That's what I wanted. And lo and behold, what happened turns out to be a lemon, right? Certain states, they have a lemon law for buying cars. This shore turns out to be a wild shore, okay? So Rav says that the buyer can demand a mekach tos. He wants a cash refund. That's what that means. Rav says, I want a cash refund. Go ahead. And what does Shmuel say? Shmuel says, you don't get a cash refund. You know what? You don't like the animal? Then shecht it. Use its meat. Okay? This is the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. And we always say, when you have a machlokes, you have to find the case where they're arguing and come up with a svara for each opinion. Because if you can't, then you're in trouble. Okay? Then you don't understand why it's a machlokes. That's exactly what the Gemara continues and does. Go ahead, Jonathan. Very good. You're doing great. Go ahead. All right, the Bach adds the word amai. Amai, go ahead, Velechsi. Excellent, I understand. Why don't you just investigate? What business is this buyer in? If he's a slaughterer, then who's right? Shmuel's right. If he's a man that plows, he's a farmer, then who's right? Rav's right. You understand what I'm saying? Because Rav's right because he wanted a plowing animal and the animal's wild. If he's a businessman for slaughtering, then just check the thing. It's discernible. How can Rav and Shmuel argue about such a case? Go ahead, Jonathan. You know what? They looked into it. This guy does both. He has both businesses. He does slaughtering and he does plowing. Viter, go ahead. Why don't you look at the price? For a plowing shore, it's much more than a what? Than a goring shore. $200 for a plowing shore, $100 for a slaughter. For a shore that's going to be slaughtered. So look at the price. It was $200. It was clearly for plowing. Then the guy wins, the buyer. He has a good claim. If it was $100, then the seller should win. So what's the shiloh? And as Yossi pointed out and said, if you look in the bottom, the Rashbam has a fakir kirsa. Maybe some had a girsa that said, some Rishonim might have had the girsa that a plowing shore was cheaper than a slaughtering shore. Okay? That's what the word damim modim means. Damim modim means you can look at the price and it can show to you what type of thing we're dealing with. Oh, so it's a great kasha. Go ahead, Jonathan. So what's Gemara's answer? The Gemara says, no, tzricha, the case is?
The Iger Bisra.
The cum to the Meiradio. Excellent. That this meat is so expensive. This shore is really special. I don't know, it's veal, whatever it is. Steaks, it's going to be Gavaltica steaks. It's going to equal $200. So in this case, looking at the price won't be discernible at all. Oh, Biter, go ahead. Oh, so then what's a nafkamina? Why is he yelling, mekachtos, mekachtos? Who cares, right? It's the same amount of money. Go ahead. The same amount of money, the plowing and the slaughter. Go ahead.
Nafkamina with
Shirko. Oh, because a big schlep. He didn't want to have to take this, the buyer, to take the shore and sell and get the cash. He doesn't want to have to do that. He doesn't have to shecht it. As the Rashbam says in the Bar, he doesn't want to have to do this. Selling it to Shechtet, he doesn't want to have to do anything. Torah Mechira Shor L'Shachto, he doesn't want to have to do that at all. It's a big, tremendous, tremendous tircha. Tremendous tircha. He doesn't want to do that. Okay, go ahead. So what's the exact case? Go ahead. Ah, what does this mean? If he doesn't have what? If he doesn't have money, the buyer's saying, I want a cash refund. I want a cash refund from you selling. I want a cash refund. I want a cash refund. Rabbanu Shalom, he has no cash. So what do you tell the guy? Keep the shor. Shor's worth cash. Sell it. You'll get your cash. Go ahead. That's an important phrase. Anytime you owe money, you can pay the guy you owe money back with the lowest material possible. You can give him Bran, Subin. You can give him the worst stuff. As long as you give him a cash value, it's okay. So in this case, let him keep a shor. The seller does owe the buyer money. He tricked him. So just keep the shor. Shor's cash value. So again, what is Rav's claim? Mekachtos, mekachtos. That's what I said to a few guys in Seder. What is Rav saying? Is he mekachtos, mekachtos? What do you mean mekachtos? Mekachtos for what? Keep the shor. He has no money. What do you expect from the guy? Keep the shor, right? What's the claim of mekachtos? There's no claim of mekach. It doesn't mean anything. So what's Gemara's answer? Go ahead. Excellent. He has cash. And Rav's contention is if he has cash, you can force a cash refund. That's what Rav means by mekachto. So let's get it down. If I ask you, what's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel? Hamocher shor l'chaveru v'nimsek nachan? What's the case? Rav says mekachto. It means that the guy has cash, the seller, the buyer can demand a cash refund. And what does Shmuel say? He cannot, because Shmuel can say, the seller can say, listen, you could what? I sold it to you for shechita, and that's it. So what's the? So that's the case where they argue. And what's the lumdus of the machlokas? Go ahead, Jonathan. Very good.
So Rav Amar, Harim Zem Mekach
Tov,
why
Basaruba
Zunan,
Veruba
L'Radez Vine?
Shmuel Amar
Lecha? Shmuel Amar Lecha, Kiyazunan Basaruba
B'Surah, excellent. Oh, okay. So the Gemara says there is a principle in Shas based on the Pasuk in Chumash of Achre Rabam Lahatos that we follow after a rove. You have two Dayanim that say one way, the third says the other way, you go by the two Dayanim. The Gemara says in Ksubis, if you have 10 stores in front of you and you have 9 that are kosher, one is not, you find a piece of meat in front of this plaza of the stores, we assume the meat is kosher. Called the Parish, Meruva Parish. Anything that's been separated from its place of origin, we go bust to the rov. There is a principle in halacha called a rov. Question is, what is its scope? Everyone agrees you go bust a rov, is b'isurim. Hochen, busser, rov, b'isurim. No doubt about that. Everyone holds like that. Question is, what do you do in momentous? What do you do in moment? Do you follow a rov in dinim momentous? Yes or no? So Rav says, yes, why not? Rav, the Mammon, Oleg Achar Arov. Shmuel says, no, we do not. Now let's get the cloud down. Anytime there's a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel and Shas, we paskin like Rav in Isurim and Shmuel in Dinim Momenus. That's a Beferish Gemara and Bechoros on Daf Mem Tes. We're passing like Rav and Yisurim and Shmuel and Dini Momenus. Okay? So, since this is Dini Momenus, we pass him like Shmuel. The Rush writes in Baba Kama that Rav was a bigger Bucky than Shmuel in Yisurim, and Shmuel was a bigger Bucky than Rav in Momenus. That's why we hold like Rav and Yisurim and Shmuel and Dini Momenus. Now, of course, they were great in each other's area, but Rav was a little bit greater than Shmuel in Yisurim. Shmuel was a little bit greater than Rav in Dini Momenus. That's why we have this rule of Psak. And we follow a famous principle of Shmuel in our Gemara, Ein Holchen B'Momon Achar Rov. Okay? You do not follow a Rov in Dini Momenus. Now let me ask you the following. What was one of the examples I gave of Rov? What's your first name?
Zach.
Okay, take me a few days to learn the name. Zach, go ahead. What was one of the examples?
Like we previously said before.
Yeah. No, before that. What were just the 2 seconds ago? I mentioned 2 examples we follow Rove. One of them is what? How many dayanim do you need for Dini Momenus? 3. First Mishnah Sanhedrin. two dynams say yes, Mr. X wins. Third dynam says Mr. Y loses. Who do you follow? Two of the three. Isn't that dinim ominous? Excuse me, how could Shmuel say this concept? Ain't hocha mokon arov. This is a great kasha. Tosis asked this kasha in Baba Kama Dafkav Zayin in the base. It's a bomb kasha. Do you know what Tosis answers? Tosis answers, no, it's not a rov. It's a kol. Everyone. We take that minority judge and we obliterate his vote and we subsume it into the majority. So it's not a rov, it's kol. Okay? That's what Tosis writes in Baba Kama, and Reb Chaim in his stencil has a big chiddush where he develops that rubo is kekulo from this concept of achre rabim lahatos. Achre rabim is the pasuk in Chumash, and he also says that this is the marker for rubo kekulo. And he says, don't be bothered by, oh, Shmuel says, ein holchen b'momen achar rov. What do you do with the beis din? Beis is not a problem, it's not a rov, it's kol. Okay? So that's a very important kasha that Tosis asks above a comma, and that's the answer that he gives. Okay. Now, we have, and Reshepta always points us out to this, I want you to get this. There really are three categories in Kol HaTorah Kulo. This is what the Vilna Gaon writes, the Adiras Eliyahu. What are the three categories we have in Kol HaTorah Kulo? We have what is called Isser, Mamon, Isser Veheter, Mamon, and Tumah Vitara. These are three categories you have in Kol HaTorah Kulo. All dinim can be found in one of these three categories. All halachas. And what is the pasuk in Chumash? It says in Parshas Tasria. I want you to get it down. Bein dam ladam is isser v'heter. Bein din ladin is din yamamunus. Bein nega lanega is tumah v'tara. And each category regulates itself differently. For example, in Sveikis, in a case of Suffolk, what's the din by Isser v'heter? Suffolk diraisa l'chumra. What happens if you have a double Suffolk? Sveik is mutter. What's the din by Suffolk by din imamunis? Muchsuk. Excellent. Motsim mechaven olav araya. Klal gon of a din. What's the din if you have a Suffolk by Tumah Vitara? How do you regulate a Suffolk by Tumah Vitara? If it's in Rishus Arabin, if there's more than three people or more, it's Tahar. If it's Rosh Yachid, it's Tameh. So you got to get that. It's very important. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes that there is a law that says there are three categories of Dinah Torah. This is a great example of that. What about Rov? Rov we know works in Yisurim. Well, does it work in Dinah Mominus? Machlek is Rav and Shmuel, Baba Basra, Adaf Sadi Beis and Beis. Okay? Is a Rov good or not? In Dinah Mominus. Okay? And don't ask me from Basin because that's not a Rov. That's Kol. Machlek is Rav and Shmuel. So here we have a case, okay? And the Gemara said, black and white, you read it very nicely, Jonathan. Most shvarim, right? Right, not to confuse with the Rosh Hashanah, Elul, right? Shvarim, with oxen with two vavs, and the shvarim by shofars with the vase, right? But what's the din? Rove oxen are done for plowing. I sell the ox, the guy starts shrying. He says, what are you talking about? The thing's goring. Rav says he can demand mekachtos. I want a cash refund. Why? Because you ripped me off. Rov oxen are for plowing, and this is not a plowing ox. It's crazy. It doesn't stay in one row for 1 second. So we got the klal. Rav goes b'momen holech achar rov. He applies the concept of what? Rov, outside of Isser v'heter, he applies it even to dinim momenus. And Shmuel says, I'm sorry, the halacha of what rov is limited only to Yisurim, does not apply to what the dinim ominus. And therefore, who wins in this case? The buyer or the seller? The seller wins. The seller says, I'm not giving you cash back. You can shecht it. Majority? Who cares about a majority in dinim ominus? We don't follow the majority in dinim ominus. And based on what you said is that it's a muksuk, mute. Listen, you come over to me and say that I owe you money, you don't owe me a penny until you prove it with two aidim. I don't care, you can have all the roves you want in the world, but it doesn't prove a thing. I don't owe you a penny. You're a muksuk. I'm a muksuk. Zach claims I owe him money? Bring me two aidim. Oh, rove? You have a rove? So what if you have a rove? Ain holchen b'mamon achar a rove. That's what Shmuel says, and that's the way we paskin. Let's get it. That's the way we pasuk. Now, I want you to mention, our member of Shekh to point out this, there is a Rebbe Kiveger that says if you have a gigantic rove, like 99%, then even Rebbe Kiveger writes that even Shmuel would agree in Dinei Mamonos you can follow a rove. If it's a stark rove. So let's make sure we get that, okay? All right, so this is the sugya here on Daf Sadi base, okay? Now, let's bring it back to our Tosis now. What on earth does this sugya have to do with our Tosis? Someone tell me. What on earth does this sugya have to do with our Tosis? Yeah, go ahead, Jonathan, since you're ready, Gemara. Go ahead.
If we pass like Shmuel, then it seems like there's an issue with our Mishnah now, which is passing
according
to the base
of Adin. Excellent. What did our Tosa say? That our Mishnah is based on what? The majority of people, the miut of people, you spread out their grapes throughout the whole year, they spread out the olives throughout the whole year, and they work with them. And therefore it's good. Who cares about what the minority does? Who cares about what the minority does? What do you do according to Rav? According to Shmuel, it fits beautiful, Jonathan. You follow me? According to Shmuel, it fits beautifully. We paskin in Hochem B'Monach HaRov. So I want you to get that down. According to Shmuel, it's beautiful. But according to Rav, who holds Ein Hochem B'Monach HaRov, according to Rav, who says you go Basar Rov. Rather, you go Basar Rov. Not Ein Hochem, but you go Basar Rov. What does Rav do with our Mishnah? Does everyone got this kasha clear? You know who asked this kasha? Or B'chon and Basar is that's all asked this kasha. On the Tosis. In the Kobach Yerub. Okay? He asked this kasha. You got this clear? Eitan. You follow me? According to Rav, who holds you go Basar Rov and Dini Mominis, our Mishnah is based on a mute, not a loaf. So Mehecha Teisi. Now you'll say it fits beautifully. We pass Mishnah. Okay, but Rav's an Amora. Rav has to square with all Mishnayas. Is that true what I just said? Does Rav really have to screw with all Mishnayas? Go ahead, Yitzi.
You said Rav is the only exception.
Rav is the only Amora in Shas that can argue on a Tana. The only one. The Gemara writes that in Ksubas on Chesamid base. Now that's a last resort answer. That's a last resort answer when you have no other answers. And Rabbi Chanan does not give that answer. Okay, so that's a last resort answer. I was thinking to myself, well, maybe we could say Rav argues on this mission. Okay, it's a little bit difficult. You never want to do that. The Gemara only says that if it's a last resort. Rav was the generation, first generation Amora after the Tanaim. He can argue on a Tana. He's the only one that can argue on a Tana. So you could have said, theoretically, Rav argues on our mission. Says, no, that we base ourselves on the Mishnah would not be going on the minority. It would be based on what? It would be based on the majority of people. One could have said that, but we're not comfortable with that answer. Very hard to suggest that he would say like that. Okay? So what are two answers that we could suggest? Okay? Let's suggest two different answers to answer this kasha, okay, that we're asking. Does everyone have the kasha klor? That's Rabbi Chanan's kasha on this what? On this Mishnah, on this Tosos, the first Tosos. How is Rav going to square with our Mishnah? Okay. So it's possible to suggest as follows, okay? It's possible to suggest that we're not dealing with the actual people here. Are we dealing with behavior of people here? What are we dealing with in our Mishnah? Are we dealing with behavior of people? We're dealing with the usage of the olive press itself. So since we're dealing with the olive press itself, we want to determine whether it produces peiros on a constant basis or does it not. And therefore, even though this particular person, his derech is not to use the beis habad all the time, and therefore that particular person only has no chazakah ela b'achilas peiros, so therefore what we're focusing on is not the actual person. We're focusing on the chefsa, the olive press. Does this olive press have the potential to give off fruit every time or not? Yes or no? Yes. That's all we care about. That's all we care about. Does everyone follow what I'm saying? Don't give me this machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel depends on behavior of people, social behavior. In business, what do you sell your ox for? Do you sell it for shechita? Do you sell it for plowing? That's social behavior, right? Here we're focusing on the olive press, the grape press. Is this chefsa used on a constant basis? Well, it could be. And since it could be, therefore that determines the chazak of Shalosh Shanim. That's a possibility that we could suggest is an answer to this kasha. Does everyone follow that? Everyone got that answer? Yes, Yossi. Right, but I'm saying, but this item itself, this chefse itself, is something that potentially can generate fruit on a 3-year basis. In a chanami.
No, I'm saying that if you have a wheat field.
No, but the nature of those things is not that way. The stay loven is done, the nature of it is work where it's going to cultivate, is in either 14 or 18 months. That's the way it's done. The usage of it, the normal usage of it. In other words, does everyone get our first answer? Everyone get the answer? What's your name? Yeah. Noah, you got the first answer? But I think maybe this is what you're driving at, Yossi. I want you to get this down. Get the answer down. But what's the difficulty with this? The difficulty with this is, why give this as an example, though? If rove people don't use the olive press or the grape press every day, so why use that as an example? That it generates payrus every day. You follow what I'm saying? It's bizarre. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you're right, it's an inanimate object. And because it's an object, it has no feelings. The bottom line is that people don't use it every day. So if people don't use it every day, why on earth would you list it like this? This is a kasha not just on Rav. You can ask it in general on the Mishnah.
Maybe it's Daka to make that point. That even though it's not used every day, that something like this, as long as it could be used all the time, it's on that list. Meaning, without, if you didn't have it there, then we may not be able to make that assumption about a basabad.
I understand. Okay, we'll see. But I'm just saying, if you want to give examples that it generates payrus, you want to give something that it's normally used in that way, not theoretically. That's what I'm saying. Is a little bit difficult with this answer. You want to give very clear, objective examples. Right? I mean, I give you a little half of those. Let's say a guy owns a Rolls Royce. He drives it twice a year, right? So you make a list of Mr. X that drives, uses his different cars, right? So you put on that list, and usually uses his cars as like at least 30 days in a year. You put on that list a Rolls Royce. It's only 2 days a year. It's like bizarre. Why would you list it like that? You follow what I'm saying? Okay. So I think the answer that we could give is the following. I want you to get this. This is a big chiddush. But I think it might be the din, halacha l'maisa. Oh, it's possible to say as follows, that they're two different halachas. They're two different halachas. Meaning to say that if you have a person, it's a tremendous chiddush, but if you have a person that uses it, sometimes piecemeal, only uses it in certain time periods throughout the year, then maybe that fellow will not need 3 years from day to day. Only a person, Masha'enking, it's very interesting that we assume that you have to use it in such a way. The Mishnah is talking about a guy that uses it piecemeal. He uses it in a manner that it spreads out the whole year. That guy needs 3 years in one day. A guy that uses his olives and his grapes throughout the whole year, and as I said, uses it for piecemeal, meaning he puts it in the storehouse, and each day he presses grapes, each day he presses olives, and that gets it for the whole year. That person, as Tosu says, that person needs 3 years day to day. Exactly 3 years. That's the list in our Mishnah. But guys that do it only in one, let's say, window of the year, they do it for a month, they do it for 3 weeks, in a chanami, those guys might not require a full 3 years. Maybe they'll require less. Maybe 12, 14 months. Maybe 18 months. That's the chiddush that we want to suggest. You follow what I'm saying? But the Mishnah, Yossi, was saying, the Mishnah was speaking to those fellows that are the minority that in fact spread it out throughout the whole year. You're saying that's bizarre? Okay, I hear you. But I'm just saying, they're in a chanami, there are two halachas. There are two halachas. And cheskes gimel shanim means that it depends on how you use it. And Rav would say, b'mamon holach acharov, no, don't ask me that kasha. Don't Don't ask me we go Busser Rove or not. We don't go Busser Rove. It depends on how you use the thing. If you're a man that uses your grape press and olive press every day throughout the whole year, and you keep the grapes and olives in the storehouse, and that's why I say use it piecemeal, then inacharam you need 3 years from day to day. But if you're a man, like the Gemara says in Chagiga, that uses it only a certain time period, then it's like the stay what? The stay habal, which according to Rabbi Shmuel is 18 months, according to Rabbi Kiva, 14 months. Because you use it when you use it, and that's it. You might not require the real full 3 years. So that's a tremendous kiddush they want to suggest, but that would answer the kasha that Rabbi Chanan asks on our Tosfos from Rav and the sugya and Daf Sadi base. Okay? Meaning, in a chanami, it will depend upon the din about what we say, halacha lomais. Okay? Yes? Go ahead.
But then wouldn't it make more sense to put the case of a base abadin with the sadi base abal, like rover the time, rover the people use it as a sadi?
That's a good point. It's a good point. Very good point. But the answer is, though, we're trying to come up with all types of cases, though, that require 3 years from day to day. And even the Beis Abad has that.
So shouldn't it say that, it should split it up and put the normal Beis Abad with the Beis Abad?
No, but it doesn't need to. You're asking good. The Mishnah should have said this split explicitly. It doesn't. It doesn't say it explicitly. But there's a Chiddush. No, but I'm saying the Chiddush of Beis Abad is exactly that. That despite the fact there's a minority of people that use it this way, it'll be 3 years in one, 3 years to the day, if you use it in this manner. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Okay? That's good for the Chiddush of this Mishnah. Okay? That's what we have regarding this din. Okay? That's the answer we want to give, the answer of Bechanan's Kasha. Okay. Now, let's get to the following, and that is that we discussed in the beginning of Shir the concept of Kinyan. We discussed in the beginning of Shir the concept of a Kinyan. Now, what is the concept of a Kinyan? We said that you have to acquire a Kinyan. A kinyan is one of three elements, okay? You have one of three elements when it comes to a kinyan. You have das makne, you have das kaina, and a maisa kinyan. There is something that I want to just do very quickly, and then we get to that sugi about achilus peiris, with the Rambam Raivin. And also with the Rashbams, okay? All right, we have to get there very quickly. Let's just mention this very quickly. There is something called a kinyan varim. What does a kinyan varim mean? What is a kinyan varim? The Gemara says on Daf Gimel, take a quick look in Gimel Amud Aleph, the beginning of the Masechta deals with partners that want to divide up a courtyard, and they want to make a mechitza. Okay? And on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, you take a look at it, it's three lines before it gets wide. It says that in the middle, the three lines before it gets wide, it says, Amar Vasim Rabbi Yechanan, Shekonum Yodon, what is the words kinin dvarim ba'alma mean? Go ahead. What is your first name?
Michael,
go ahead.
You're just talking. What does it mean?
Right. But let's try to define it a little bit more precisely. One of my rebbeim in Herzl, the great Gaon, Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg Shlita, pointed out to us the following. Kinyan is on objects. You want to make a kinyan, you want to transfer ownership of an object. You need das kona, das makna, das maisa kinyan. If you make a kinyan that you're going to pledge an allegiance to do something, that's not a kinyan. Kinyanim don't work on gavras. That's what kinyan varim is. Kinyan varim means, like you said, Michael, that it's bogus. It's words. It's meaningless. But the reason why I'm telling you is because kinyanim cannot work on what a person's going to do. It can only transfer ownership on objects. And that's, you have partners that want to make a what? A wall to divide up their courtyard? They pledge to do it? That's what the person's going to do. Kinyanim are not shy to people of what they're going to do. Kinyanim are only transferring ownerships on objects. So that's a very important note when we talk about kinyanim. I want you to know, das makna, das kaina, and a maisa kinyan, but what it is transferring ownership on objects, kafotzim, not on what a person's going to do. If it's on what a person's going to do, that's bogus. Kinyan varim, ano kinyan, is not a kinyan. Okay? Oh. Now, this leads us to the following. It's interesting that there is a machloikis, the Rambam and the Ravid, getting back to this distinction between, as we said in the beginning of Shir, between kinyan, acquisition of chazaka, and chazaka, showing of ownership. Okay? Want to get back to that distinction now, those two tracks. Okay? The Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin, let's take a look. Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin says as follows. Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin says, certain activities, let's take a look at it very quickly, I'll read it very quickly. There are certain activities that show ownership and certain activities that don't show any ownership. Let's see inside on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, okay? These are the things that do not have a chazaka. It goes with the second list first. Let's say I put my behemoth in your courtyard. I put my oven, my millstone, and my stove. I put chickens in there. I put manure in the chazar. Those things don't show ownership at all. I don't mind if you put your stuff in there. Those stuff doesn't show anything. You start setting up shop there. You start making a mechitza. I said, whoa, what are you doing with my stuff? You make a wall for your behemoth? What do you think you're doing? Must be that you're the owner. You start bringing chickens into my house? What are you doing? Must be it's your house. I should have protested. If I didn't protest, it must be you're the owner. You make a place for the manure. You do all these activities. I don't say a word. Must be you're not. You're a squatter and you own it. Okay, we got this? This is all within that second track. Certain activities that show ownership. What you're squatting. What you're doing. Okay. Take a look at the Gemara here. Jonathan, go ahead. You did such a great job. Go ahead and see Nun Zayin in the Gemara. These few lines of the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. Go ahead. Excellent. What's the difference between the first list and the second list? Go ahead. Right. There are two types of transactions you can do. You can buy from a human being, and you can buy from Hefker. Nichse Agir is Hefker. He's died. He has no Yorshim. So it says any Kenyan that works in Nichse Agir works for Nichse Chavero. Okay. Very good. So all these things on this list, the Ula lists off this halacha. It says a beautiful chiddush. Very good. Go ahead. What is near? Plowing. Plowing in the property of a gear is good. In the property of your friend is not good. Why not? Why in the property of your friend is not good? I don't care if you're plowing. I mean, thanks for doing plowing for me. You've set up my seeds. I'll be able to work better. Doesn't show ownership at all. Go ahead. Vahare in the reverse point. Go ahead. Oh, that's the line I wanted you to see here. What is this called? Achilas peris de benichse chaveru kana benichse agir lo kana. Wow. Now, what does this mean? What does this line mean? What does this line mean? Does this line mean track one, Kenyan, or does this track mean, or does this Gemara mean track two, showing ownership? So the Rashbam points out that this is referring to Cheskes Raya, which we'll call, we said show of ownership. Let's add the word Raya. Cheskes Raya. Ches Chazaka Shel Raya. Okay? If you eat fruit in someone's property for 3 years and the guy doesn't say a word, that shows very clearly that what? That you're the owner. Yes? If you eat fruit in someone's gear's property that died, does that show anything? Does that show you're the owner? No, it just shows you love his fruit. You love, I don't know, let's say nectarines. You love nectarines. You're a nectarine lover. That's all it shows. It shows nothing. So I want you to get down. The Rashbam learns this Gemara that it's referring to track two, and the Gemara says black on white that Achilas Peris is good for a chavero to show that you own the land, that you're the squatter, you're the new owner, but it shows nothing about a Kenyan. It shows nothing about buying from a gear. It shows nothing about buying from a gear. So the Rashbam says this is referring to Cheskes Raya. Okay? That's the way the Rashbam learns this Gemara. That's the Pashup Shot in the Gemara. Because the Gemara seems to say, Beferish, Gemara says that Nichs Peris, if you look on this list, remember we said when you buy a piece of land, Chazaka means three things? Was Achilas Peris one of the three? Is Achilas Peris one of the three? No, it's not. So the Gemara says, how can Achilas Peris be good for your friend? Must be, it's not referring to what? Kinyan? What's it referring to? Raya. That's the way the Rashbam learns. That's the Pashup shot in this Gemara. Achilas Peris is not a means of a Kinyan to land. It just shows ownership. That's the way the Rashbam learns. However, the Rambam argues, and that's the Rambam that I want you to see. The Rambam writes explicitly, Perek Alfuchus Mechira Lachatet Vav and Halachatet Zayin, the Rambam writes that Achilas Peris on Sunama. What is Sunama? Dry rock land where there are no fruits. The Rambam writes that you can make a chazaka legabe tsunama, and he writes Achilas Peris on land that has fruit is a good kinyan. And the Ravid argues on him and says, Lo Achilas Peris lo mahani ala keneged tainit. Ava lemikna bo'ara lo koni alamidin mahani lara kein nal geder. The Rambam writes, Achilas Peris is a good kinyan. Kinyan tov. The Ravid says, no way. All Achilas Peris is a cheskes raya. So, this is a fundamental machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. If I ask you, can you acquire a piece of land by eating the guy's fruit? Rambam says yes, Ravid says no. So what are you going to ask? How's the Rambam going to deal with the what? What did the Gemara say black on white? What did the Gemara say? The Gemara says that what? What does the Gemara say? That by Nichse Gir, Peris is what? Peris is, what did it say, Jonathan? Nichse Chavero, Achilas Peris is good. Nichse Agir, it is what? It is Lokana. Why is it Lokana? If it's a Kenyan, it's a Kenyan. So here we must say as follows. The Magid Mishnah writes, a beautiful Chiddush. The Magid Mishnah says that you know what the Rambam holds Chazaka is? There are two types of Chazaka. This is what the Rambam is saying, a tremendous Chiddush. Kalin Shemishtamish Bekarka Kederch Shabailim Osen Harizug Chazaka. It's a demonstrative act. Achilas Peris is not that you're deriving benefit from the land, but it's demonstratively showing that you're the owner of the land. That's what the Rambam holds. And therefore, the Rambam holds that there are two types of what Kinyan Chazaka. One is through actually improving the ground, namely, building pits, walking around the field, right? Saviv Mikarka, right? Or bow together, actually improving the ground. That's one type. Then there's another type called demonstrative, which we will call Hora'as Bailas, showing Bailas. And therefore, the Rambam says when you eat fruit, it shows Bailas. If that's the case, now the Rambam can be masbir the Gemara very, very well. Because the Rambam writes by Nichse Chavero, what does Nichse Chavero show? Jonathan, when you eat the fruit of your friend's property, doesn't that show you own it? But if you're eating the fruit of the gear, does that show anything? That doesn't show you own it. Because it's hefker. Might be you're just hungry. Might be just hungry. But if you are sitting on your friend who previously had it, and you're eating it, that shows much more than that. Doesn't just show you're hungry. Shows you own it. It's a Horas Bailas. So the Rama will read this Gemara and will say as follows, that it's referring to Chazaka. When the Gemara says, Kinyan is good, Achilas Peris is regarding your Chavero, because it's Horas Bailas. There's two types of Chazaka, according to the Rama. There's something where you demonstrate Bailas, and there's something where you what? Misak in the ground. When you demonstrate Bailas, it works if you're dealing with another guy, not when you're dealing with Hefker. And that's how the Rambam will read this Gemara. Everyone got this? Meaning, what emerges, please get this, is a fundamental machlokes. I wanted you to see this because it shows these two tracks. We set up, there's two tracks today. We had the Mishnah by us, and the Mishnah in Bo Vasu, and Mishnah Kedushin. And we said on Daf Mem Beis, it shows the two tracks right on the black and white. This Gemara shows a machlokes how to read the Gemara. The Gemara says black and white, Achilas Peris is good legabe chaveru. It's not good legabe gir. How do you read the Gemara? So the Rashbam says it's referring to Cheska Shel Raya. If you eat someone's fruit for 3 years, then it shows you own it. It's a Raya that you owned it. Not that it itself is the means of acquisition. Whereas if you eat the payers by a gear, it doesn't show anything. Doesn't show anything. Doesn't show any ownership. However, the Rambam says that Achilus Peiris is a good kinyan to acquire the land. So if it's a good kinyan, the Rambam says, what are you talking about? All it is for a raya. It's not a good kinyan, the Magen Mishnah says. But if it demonstrates bailus, it demonstrates bailus. There's two types of chazaka. There's doing something to the actual land, like a groundskeeper, right, in baseball, right? That's a kinyan, acquiring. Number two is horos bailus. And by eating fruit with my friend's property, I'm showing I'm the owner. I did it for 3 years, he didn't say a word. By a gear, there's no one to say anything. Could be I was just hungry. I wanted to save money. I wasn't trying to show I owned the thing. And Rabbi Zalman adds on, near. Near is the opposite, right, Jonathan? So plowing, what are you going to say about plowing? Plowing is good for the gear and not good for what? Chavero. You tell me why. It's all in the realm of Horas Bailus. Plowing. You plow for me? Zach plows for me? Thank you, Zach. You saved me schwitzing. I don't want to what? I don't want to plow, but it's my land. It doesn't show a thing. By a gear. Hefker. If I plow, that shows it's mine. He says it all depends upon what type of demonstrative act of bailus it'll be. And that's how the Rambam reads this Gemara. But it's very important. I want you to get this, because if I ask you, give me a Gemara in Shas that really shows clearly these two tracks, it's Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. This line of Achilus Peiris. Which track are you dealing with? Are you dealing with the king of Chazaka? Right? We wrote here, Chazaka, I should have underlined this, Chazaka. Or are we dealing with Cheska Shel Raya? Well, that's a Machlis Ram and the Rashbam, how to learn up Pshat in the Gemara. Okay? On Daf Nun Zayin, how to learn up the actual Pshat in the Gemara. Okay? What time do you have? It's my time. We're supposed to dive in Mincha in the Beis Medrash, so I think it's at 2:33. What time do you have? 2:22. Okay, so I want to just finish up, because we want to give you some time to get ready for Mincha. At least we'll start, everyone, we'll dive in Mincha in the Beis Medrash, okay? Because that's what Reese wants everyone to start. We'll see if everyone does it. You know, if everyone continues, we'll also continue. If everyone stops, then we'll stop too, and we'll dive into Shear Room as well. Okay. But listen, so we'll stop a little bit early so you'll be able to get ready. So I just want to finish up, okay, with the following. Let's go back, okay. Let's go back now to the Mishnah. I just want to read a few of the Rashi's, okay. Just want to read a few of the Rashi's, and then we'll close with that and we'll get ready for Mincha, okay. Let's see the first two Rashi's on the Mishnah, okay? Let's see the first two Rashi's on the Mishnah. Okay, Jonathan, you finish up. You did a great job to finish up, okay? Go ahead. Generally, we try to spread the wealth, but maybe you do such a great job, you do one fellow each year. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jonathan. Let's see the first two Rashi's. Go ahead. Yes. Yes. Oh, so this is very important. If you're squatting me 3 years, you don't need a proof of document. Why not? Because if the guy protests, he says, listen, I didn't think I had to do it, hold it for after 3 years. Go ahead. What does mean lav? And if you didn't squat for 3 years, then you better have that star in your pocket to what? To prove it. That's what a lot of guys ask me. Vim lav is if you did not sit on it for 3 years. Go ahead. Lafi. Meaning you have to be able to get the potential out of that thing for 3 years. Anything of its potential you got to get out of. If you can't get out of it, then you can't. You have to get everything out of it those 3 years. If it's used every day, you have to get out those 3 years. Okay, go ahead. Oh.
Oh.
The kevin shehafsik basub shana rishon gimel chadashim. V'yesh lo edim shezara ba'osam gimel chadashim. V'chei b'gimel chadashim rishonim shelachrona harei zu cheska shalosh shana rizuvos. She'im lecha adam haroes chaveru shezorei asadehu v'acho priya asir lishana b'shosei.
Oh, there's no guy in his right mind on the planet Earth. I don't know, maybe in Mars. But nowhere in Earth is there a guy that lets his friend put a seed in the ground, let that seed develop into fruit, and eat it, and be quiet about it. And if he was quiet about it, must be it's not his land. Oh. So let's close with the following. There are three approaches, please get it, as to what Gimel Shanim works. How does it work? That Cheska Shel Raya of Sholosh Shanim, how does it work? Okay? So here Rashi makes a very clear statement, okay? What's Rashi's statement? Rashi says very clear that it's the shtika of the marakama. You're going to see this word a lot, Bezer Shem. Sometimes it's in parentheses. Marakama. I'll give it to you. Marakama. What does marakama mean? Previous owner. The previous owner, if he lets this happen and is quiet, what does that show? That shows that he's not the owner. So I want you to get, if I describe to you, what is Rashi's Hagdara of Sholosh Shanim? The Raya is this the Shtika of the Marakama is a Raya to the Taina of the squatter. I want you to get this. The squatter has to make a Taina. What's the proof of that? What's the Raya that the squatter's got to make a Taina? It's a Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis. Kol Chazaka Shein Yimo Taina, Eino Chazaka. You got it? We make sure we get all the Dapim. We know where all the Dapim are like this. Then Bezim and Aleph, it says what? It says, Kol Chazaka Sheini Ma Taina is Nishkin what? Is Nishkin Chazaka. Okay, I'm Membeis. Thought it was Membeizim and Aleph. See, I said, we got to get the Dapim Stark. And here I'm looking for, right? Oh, Mem Aleph from Aleph, I apologize. Kol Chazaka Sheini Ma Taina ain't a Chazaka. So please get it. Sholosh Shanim, according to Rashi, is what? It's the shtika, the silence of the previous owner. The shtika of the marakama is a proof to the taina, and the squatting of who? Shtika is a proof to the what? Is a proof to the muksa. Correct. That's what Rashi says in Maseches what? In Maseches Bava Basra by Yasa Chavtas Manah. But I gave you a Rashi and Ksubis. Rashi and Ksubis argues. What does Rashi say in Ksubis? Rashi says in Ksubis, we don't have time to do the other two. We'll start with that tomorrow. But Rashi says in Ksubis that it's a takanas chachamim. Takanas Chachamim. What does a Takanas Chachamim mean? It means that it's a rabbinic enactment. Sholosh Shanim is Hefker Bez and Hefker. The Rabbanan said, you squat on land for 3 years, no one said a word, it's yours. Finished. And according to Rashi and Ksubis, it comes out, She'tiknu Chacham Diramaskul, Shnei Chazaka, She'tiknu Chacham L'cholam Azikim Bekarkam She'achla Sholosh Shanim Below Irur Neman Lomer L'kakti V'ibishtari. According to Rashi, you see that it's a Takanas Chachamim. So you see it's a little bit of a steer in Rashi, it seems. Here Rashi Bayas seems to say that it's the Shtika of the Marakama. That's mashma that it's a Diraisa concept. That you squat for 3 years, it's yours, because he was silent. Rashi and Ksubis turns around and says that it's a Takanas Chachamim. Seems like it's a bit of a steer in Rashi. More than just a bit of a steer. Okay? So let's close with that. You know what? For tomorrow, since we're going to end shir a little bit early, let's start shir, and I try not to waste time, so let's start shir 3 minutes earlier, 1:12, and we'll end at 2:27. So we'll give you time to prepare for mitzvah, okay? So we'll stop with the student rashis. Everyone have a good day. Atzlacha with the limited gold.